Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this year, the American Bankers Association held its National Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha, Nebraska. And without a doubt, it's been one of those challenging years for a lot of farmers and ranchers across our region. Shane Haynes is a Kansas ag banker and is the chairman of the ABA's Agricultural and Rural Bankers Committee and says, like farmers and ranchers, agricultural lenders are also looking for a fresh start in 2019.
Biggest concern, frankly, as we move into 2019 is cash flows. And with these low commodity prices that we're looking, it's hard to make a cash flow work. It's hard to make something break even, much less profitable. And so that's a pretty big concern as we're now moving into renewal season.
Andy describes if there's any workarounds that farmers and ranchers can work with their ag lenders on.
You know, that's a real struggle. We have done some rebalancing in the past, and so we feel like we've got our guys in as best position that we could.
Andy says, like others in agriculture, agricultural lenders are also pushing for the new farm bill to be completed this year to help give ag producers and them a better roadmap for the future. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.